Summary is just periodically covering the main points, his story, his feelings, in your words. When do you use the summary? At the beginning of the conversation and at the end. I recommend you starting off your conversation with a summary of what brought you to the table, what brought you to the phone, why are we having this conversation? What's your understanding of the circumstances that led up to this discussion? Depending on the circumstances, depending on the relationship, it could be a very long summary, it could be a short summary. So at the beginning, before your accusations are, just drop that summary in. At the conclusion, whether or not you've made or come to a resolution or not, you want to sum up the conversation as best as you recall it. Both of those times, or any time you're using a summary, it should be concluded with, what have I missed? Give them an opportunity to correct you. Give them an opportunity to fill in something that you may have missed, because if they bring it up, you know that it's of uber importance to them. And it's another demonstration of your willingness to defer. What have I missed? Before you draw your line in the sand, before you get assertive with the people that you're dealing with, hit them with a summary. When you need to have a point clarified, hit them with the summary. Before you make a counteroffer, summarize the conversation to that point. If, and going back to clarification, especially valuable if you're talking for an extended period. It is wholly appropriate for you to stop the conversation and say, hey, we've been at this for about 45 minutes now. Are you against me summarizing what we've talked about to this point? Wholly appropriate for you to put the brakes on the conversation at that point. How do you get to that level that you're able to summarize their thoughts and feelings so well that they immediately lock in with you? By simply listening. You heard me say it before, the cheapest and most effective concession that you can make to another person is to listen. It is the most powerful, it is the most underutilized tool in your toolbox. Forget the black swan method for a second. Listening by itself increases your ability to influence other people.